Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We learned about the angels, and now today, the fall of the angels. The Catechism in paragraphs 391 to 395 teaches that the devil and the demons were at first good angels made by God, but they became evil by their own doing. Scripture, particularly in 2 Peter chapter 2, speaks of the fall of these angels. Now, like humans, angels were created with intelligence and a free will, and God lays before us a choice. If we want God above all created things, especially more than ourselves, then he will give us our heart's desire, and we will share in God's life forever in heaven. But if we want some created thing, if we want ourselves more than we want God, and this turns us away from him, then that is all we get forever, and that is hell. God makes us free. He won't choose for us, and he won't force us to choose him. If we reject him, then God honors our freedom and allows us to live forever in a place without him. That is hell. God sends no one to hell. Humans and angels choose to go there by their own free choice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Catechism says the devil and a number of angels became evil by their own doing. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, seems to indicate that one-third of the angels fell. But how could someone choose hell? And especially, how could someone with a perfect intellect choose hell? Pride is the beginning of all sin, which is to turn away from God. When we make turning away from God a habit, it results in an aversion for God and the things of God. If we have an aversion to God, then we won't like doing things related to God. We won't like spending time in prayer or going to Mass. We won't like going to confession or learning about our faith or talking about it. This is so dangerous because if we live with an aversion to God, disliking things about God and religion, then when we die and see God after death, we will still have this aversion. It will be our habit, our nature, that resulted from our choices, and we will reject him. I mean, hey, if you had an aversion to being with God while on earth, then that becomes second nature to you. It actually becomes your nature. We create an evil nature out of ourselves, and that won't change at death. If we won't choose heaven now, we won't choose heaven then. That's what happened to the angels. They decided they didn't want God. They wanted something else and rejected him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What could have caused Lucifer, one of the highest angels, who excelled in the knowledge of God, to reject God forever? Teresa of Avila provides an insight. She writes, I believe His Majesty desires to bring us along this way. And by that she means the way of suffering, trials, crosses, and difficulties, for our own good, so that we may understand well what little we amount to. The favors that come afterward are of such great worth that He desires first that before He gives them to us, we see by experience our own limitations, so that what happened to Lucifer will not happen to us. Lucifer thought he had no limitations. In a sense, Satan said, I have everything I need, so I don't need God, so I don't want God. And he made no space in his life for God. That's why he's in hell. He had no need for God. He made no space for God. And wow, that can so easily happen to us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Satan wouldn't accept his limitations. He thought he didn't need God, and he chose hell. It's so easy for us to be lured into the same trap. We want God. We want to be in heaven. But the demands that come from work and kids and all the details of life can be totally overwhelming. Then we're so exhausted or stressed that all we want to do is veg out and relax. And we give in to hours and hours of news, and sports, entertainment, and YouTube. And there's no end to the distractions. But look what happens. Our lives become consumed with busyness, overcommitment, and entertainment. And then we make no space for God. And when that becomes the habit of our life, a habit that forms our character, and a character that determines our destiny, that's when we're in danger. One always makes time for what one loves. If we love work and busyness, or at least the perceived identity and self-worth we get from it, not to mention the money and power that money affords, and if we love our entertainment, then we make time for these. But if we don't make time for God, that means we don't love him. We don't want him. Well, we don't want to make a habit of that, do we? So what can we do? Show God you love him. Show him you want him by choosing to spend time with him. A daily rosary takes less than 30 minutes. That's 1/48 of your day. Add in reading scripture and thinking about it, now you're up to 1/24 of your day. Add a daily mass, and you might break 1/12 of your day. The way we show a person we love them and value them and want them is to spend time with them. And it's amazing how little time we need to spend with God that really communicates we love Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Catechism tells us God is far more powerful than Satan, and his wisdom and providence are infinitely greater than our sin. Though Satan is intelligent and more powerful than we are, his power is limited. It cannot compare to God's. And the Catechism reminds us that Satan cannot stop the building of God's reign. While Satan may cause harm, his actions are permitted by God's providence, which guides history with strength and gentleness. Even when Satan tempts and tries to destroy us, God uses those very trials to bring about good for those who love him. This truth should console us. Satan cannot thwart God's plan, and neither can we. God's wisdom, goodness, and power take even our worst decisions and weave them into his plan for our ultimate good. By turning to God in humility and prayer, even in our sinfulness, we can allow his grace to transform us and bring about his victory in our lives. God is always working for good, and we need only turn to him and say, "I need you. I want you." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what struck you as we were reflecting on the fall of the angels?
It's kind of hard. I think the idea is so abstract that I'm not confident I can get it into words, or at least words that make sense. But I was just thinking, when we choose things that are not God, at the end, you really do choose those things and you get to be with those things. It's just that when the world ends, those things, they're ash, they're nothing. So what you get is nothing.
And what happens even before the world ends, you can't take any of it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So we still end with...
We're truly... I guess my point is, it's not just like you get God or you're punished. It's you get the thing you wanted, but the thing you wanted is nothing because it's limited. It is going to end. You had two options and you chose something that you knew just by the human condition, just the way history works, the way time works, the way the world works. You know that thing's going to end and there's only one thing that is endless.
Yeah.
And that is God.
And the ironic thing is that if we choose God, we get everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose God, you get every good thing.
It just doesn't feel like that now, and I feel like it's a perspective we have to be more aware of to reorient ourselves. Because I think the desire, especially, I think consumerism is very much on the forefront of everyone's minds right now, and everything's being marketed to us, and it's all very enjoyable and very pleasant, and it's very dopamine-inducing, but... to just remain aware of the fact that that thing is really nice and good, but it is very, very fleeting.
Yeah.
And we can't let fleeting things come between us and God.
Yeah.
Because the only things that aren't fleeting are us and God.
So, what's your resolution then?
My resolution's kind of unrelated just because I was also sort of struck by the importance right now of not just praying for people who have fallen away from the church, but not that I'm entirely responsible for some people, but there are people that I'm more responsible for. For instance, like I helped bring someone into the church. That's someone I have to personally pray for and sacrifice for. If you're a parent, you brought someone into the world. You've got to make a unique sacrifice and prayer and fasting for those people. So that's more of my resolution in the face of the concept of the fall. What struck you? What were you thinking about?
I hate my own limitations.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't, I'm having some struggles, some physical struggles with my back, and I have lots of mental struggles. I've been working through, so for 32 years, I've been working on understanding the relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary, which has driven me back into Trinitarian theology and understanding the feminine and maternal qualities of the Holy Spirit.
But what a time to study something like that. I feel like that's more pertinent than ever.
I think so too, but when I dialogue with really great theologians, the best in the world, and they're such clear thinkers. And I read Aquinas and Bonaventure and the greatest theologians in this area. I feel like, forgive me, I feel like a 5-year-old short white kid playing basketball against LeBron
Oh,
James.
I really had no idea what you were doing stringing all of those things together.
And
Maybe we're gonna have to talk about that later.
I ju I'm so, I come up against my own inability to understand, think clearly, frame logical arguments, write well.
Also, I don't mean to offend you, but I don't think you have to be 5-year-old or short or any of those things. I just think you playing against LeBron James would summarize it.
Yeah, that's true. A 56-year-old white guy who can't jump playing basketball against LeBron James. Yeah, fair enough. Fair
Yeah.
enough. All the same.
No reason to stop your logic there, though.
But I was falling in the trap of Satan.
Yeah.
Because if we will, whatever our limitations are, whatever the circumstance we're in, so often where God has asked us to do things that seem impossible when we look at ourselves only. A person might say, there's no way that I can keep going in this marriage. There's no way that I can take care of this disabled child for the next 40 years. There's no way that I can continue in this profession. There's no way I can put up with this chronic illness. But these are situations that God has, he's permitted in our lives. It's his will. But when we look at our own limitations, we get discouraged and we quit. If we will just look at what God has asked us to do, it's, you know what it's like? I'll tell you what it's like. It's like when Peter was in the boat and they saw Jesus walking on the water, and Peter said, Lord, if that's you out there, bid me to come. And the Lord said, come. And Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on water. That if we will focus on what Jesus has asked us to do, he will take us beyond our limitations. And that's what Satan missed. He looked at God, then he looked at himself, and he got so hung up by his limitations, he rejected God. If he would have just focused on God, he would be the greatest angel there ever was. We'd probably be praying the prayer to St. Lucifer instead of St. Michael.
This is a conversation we had with Saint the concept of St. Judas, but it always sounds...
I know, but they he if he would have just focused on God and not on his limitations, he would have been transformed.
Yeah, I think God will always give us the tools to accomplish what he wants.
But it won't, but there'll be tools that are beyond us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was thinking about.
That's fantastic.
That I'm a 56-year-old white guy who can't jump playing basketball against LeBron
James. Yeah, that's a pretty good point.
I gotta wake up every day and God says, get back on the court.
Yeah, but luckily God does not want you on the court, which is why you were made a 57-year-old white guy.
56.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going to lose my job over calling you 57.
You just got to step out of the boat. And we can walk on water.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for asking.
Thank you.
So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.